7. I begin my work. After a few days, I was in the beautiful city of Strasbourg. Henry knew the city well. He showed me the beautiful old buildings. We were happy together. I found a house outside the city and began my terrible work. Henry was busy at the university. I was able to start quickly. But how I hated my work! This time, I knew what I was making. I knew I was making a monster, not a beautiful woman. The smell of blood and death made me feel ill. I hated talking to the men who brought me dead bodies. They were wicked men. I knew my work was wicked, too. But I went on. I had to. Once more, I began to put the parts of bodies together. Of course, I did not tell Henry what I was doing. But then, he found out everything. It was because of my carelessness. The female monster was almost complete. In a day or two, I would give her the spark of life. I had not seen the monster, but I knew he was near. He was waiting for me to finish my terrible work. One night, I was working late. I was very tired. Suddenly there was a sound outside the room. I turned in fear. "Go away," I cried. "It is not finished yet. You can't come in. It will be ready in 2 or 3 days." "This is your friend, Henry," a voice said. "I've come to see you. Why can't I come in? What's the matter?" To my horror, the door opened and Henry came into the room. I had forgotten to lock the door. "Why, Victor, what are you doing?" Henry cried. He looked around the room. "I did not know you had a laboratory here. What a terrible smell! There is blood everywhere. Why, oh my God, what is that smell?"
"Don't look! Don't look, Henry," I cried. "No one must know! No one must know!"
But Henry was already staring at the female monster. "What is this terrible thing?" he whispered. "Is it a woman? Is she dead or alive? Have you killed her, Victor? Are you mad?" At first I could not speak. I put my face in my hands and began to cry.
"Henry, you have found out my terrible secret. I have to do it. If I don't do it, the monster will kill again."
"Monster? What monster?" Henry asked. "You are ill, Victor. You must be ill."
"Perhaps I am," I replied. "I must tell you everything."
Henry listened to my story in horror and amazement. When I had finished, he looked at the female monster. Then he spoke. "Victor," he said, "you cannot give this creature life. She may be more wicked than the first monster. What if they have children? One day these terrible creatures may rule the world. No, it must not happen. You must destroy this creature, Victor. I will help you." "No, Henry," I cried. "The monster is near. I know it. He will have his revenge. He will kill you." "I don't care," Henry answered. "This creature must not live. Help me, Victor. Let us destroy this terrible thing." Henry ran to the table and began to pull the wires from the body. Then he began to pull the body apart. I was almost mad with terror. Then I picked up a knife and began to help him. There was a cry of pain and rage. The monster was outside the window. He smashed it open and jumped down into the room.
"No, no, you must not destroy her," the monster cried. "She is mine! She is mine!"
The monster rushed at me. His dry, yellow eyes were full of anger. As his hands reached out, Henry stepped in front of me. The monster, blind with anger, took hold of Henry's neck. The terrible hands held Henry until he fell dead.
"What have you done?" I cried. "He was my dearest friend. Why do you let me live? Kill me too."
"No, I'll not kill you. Not yet," the monster replied. "If I kill you, your unhappiness will be at an end. You have destroyed my bride. I will return
On your wedding night, Victor Frankenstein, I will have my revenge.
The monster stood silently for a moment. He looked at the blood. He looked at the body that would never live. He looked at the dead body of Henry Clerval. Then he looked at me.
They are dead, but you will live. You will live until I want to kill you, the monster said.
He kicked over the lamps that lit the room. Red and yellow flames began to rise. The laboratory was on fire.
Good, the monster said. Soon nothing will be left, but by then we shall both be far away.
I felt his strong arms around me. His body had the smell of death. His skin was hard and dry. With one jump he was out of the window. The monster held me tightly in his arms. He moved with great speed. I could not see. I could not breathe. I knew nothing more.